Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Congratulations on additions to the Federation family. Friday, September 23, 2016, NFB of Montana President Joy Breslauer and her husband Bruce became the proud grandparents of twin girls, Blake Kendall and Marie Sanderson, and Beckett Annalyn Rose Sanderson, 4.13 and 5.7 pounds respectively. Although the twins were born a few weeks early, they did not spend any time in the NICU, newborn intensive care unit. Mother and both babies are doing fine. This makes 7 grandchildren for the Breslauers. Elected. The following officers were elected at the 2016 State Convention of the NFB of North Dakota on Saturday, September 17, in the city of Fargo. President, Milton Oda. Vice President, Dwayne Iverson. Secretary-Treasurer, Josiah Evans. And Director, Jesse Shirek. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to Monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Computers for the Blind expands service. Computers for the Blind, CFTB, is pleased to announce a substantial grant from the Reading Resource Fund, Communities Foundation of Texas, to provide almost 700 computers to people on SSDI and or SSI, as well as families of children with visual impairments. Please share widely with staff and consumer organizations and parents of children with visual impairments and their support groups, such as the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. Consumers who are on SSI and or SSDI can receive a desktop computer package, desktop computer, flat screen monitor, and peripherals for $50 or a laptop for $70. An award letter from SSA is required. Parents of a child with a visual impairment may receive a desktop computer package, desktop computer, flat screen monitor, and peripherals for $50 or a laptop for $70. A letter of recommendation from the student's teacher of the visually impaired, TVI, is required. The letter needs to indicate that obtaining a computer at our standard price of $110 would create a financial burden on the family. No other financial information is needed. The TVI also needs to indicate that the student needs a computer and is capable of benefiting from it. Note, we have discovered that a child who can press the space bar may be able to use a computer with proper training, special software, and USB connections. Go to the CFTB website to see what we provide. All computers have a 2-year warranty. Purchase orders are not accepted for this grant. CFTB does not recommend and rarely approves a laptop computer for people who use magic screen magnification because the laptop screen is not large enough. CFTB now accepts credit and debit cards or PayPal. Talking Typing Teacher is available from Marvelsoft for $10 through this grant. It is 90% off of retail and is highly recommended for all users. For additional information or to place an order, contact customer service at 214-340-6328. Please leave one message only. Staff will get back to you within 2 business days. Write to info@computersfortheblind.net or visit us at www.computersfortheblind.net. The Selective Doctor closes its doors. We have closed the Selective Doctor Incorporated effective October 31, 2016. Our business began in March 1992, and we've repaired over 7,100 Perkins Brailers since that date. It is with great sadness that we close, but feel it's time to retire due to Joe's back injury. We want to thank all of our customers for trusting us with their Brailers for the past 24 years, and have thoroughly enjoyed the bonds we have made over the years. To express your appreciation of the long service given by Joe Staniewski, Jr., email him at BrailerRepair@yahoo.com. Leading the way. A group of 22 blind, visually impaired, and sighted students across the U.S., ages 15 to 19, will have an amazing opportunity to participate in a 9-month program that includes an expedition to the Grand Canyon with No Barriers Youth on July 14 to 25, 2017. Over the course of 12 days, students will journey into the heart of the Grand Canyon, learning about the importance of natural sounds, participating in meaningful science, learning about career opportunities with the National Park Service, and honing their leadership strengths. At the end of this transformative expedition, students emerge as leaders ready to face personal and global barriers with passion and perseverance, and inspired and equipped to be the next generation of ambassadors for the National Park Service. No Barriers USA was co-founded by the first blind mountaineer to summit Everest, Eric Weinmayer. The cost for the trip is $510 plus travel to Phoenix, Arizona. Due to generous funding, a $3,300 scholarship for each accepted student from the National Park Service's Natural Sound and Night Skies Division, NSNSD, this program has been significantly reduced from its original price. Eligible students are those who are blind, visually impaired, or sighted between the ages of 15 and 19. To apply, submit an online application and correlating materials here. https://nobarriersusa.wufoo.com/forms/number2017-leading-the-way-grand-canyon-application. Preference is given to those who apply by the early deadline of December 12, but applications are accepted until January 13, 2017. Please contact us at leadingtheway@nobarriersusa.org or call us at 970-484-3633 with any questions and share this email with those who may be interested. If you share this message, please CC leadingtheway@nobarriersusa.org so we can see our reach. If you like No Barriers Youth on Facebook, you can see our post about this program and share it on social media. You can also nominate a student here. https://nobarriersusa.wufoo.com/leading-the-way-nomination-form-number2017. Thank you for helping to spread the word, and we look forward to connecting with you. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.